Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. This is Jeff playing Jer Lan.
This is Ellie playing Meat Morp Archie.
What? I didn't hear any of that.
That's okay. It's kind of dumb. So.
This is Aaron playing Sam Falouge.
This is Johnny playing Chime North.
And this is Jeremy playing Julian Illix.
And I'm Jordan, and I am playing Trapped Air Elementals.
Let us out.
Yes.
And let me in.
Let me out.
So, who wants to go first?
Well, we're walking.
Tell us
when we get there.
You got there.
Okay, we're there.
Where are you?
What time of day is it?
Does it matter?
Yes.
Well, yes.
Where did we go first?
We are going to the Healing Hands hideout, north of the water treatment facility.
All right.
Which is the place in one of Katari's memories, where Julian saw something with his elemental vision.
Evening. It was evening, and it was morning, and it was the council's day.
Wow, so we took our sweet time getting there, if it's evening again. Because it was just morning.
Well, food is important. You were doing some repairs, and cogiting on conspiracy theories. Talking with captured elementals.
So, we were in the shop during daytime, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so we just kind of hunkered down there. And now it's evening, and
we're definitely less conspicuous roaming around at night than during the day.
Yes, although there's a lot of shadows in general because, you know, power is down.
There's no more shadows. We killed them.
Did we ever determine what season it is outside of just winter?
Is there another season in North Bellisaire?
Well, I'm trying to think because it's like mostly we're pretty darn close to the Arctic Circle. So I'm trying to think if it's light season or dark season.
Oh, true. Okay. We figured out that the dome
has artificial
dictate whether it looks like night or day.
Right, so the electricity is out.
In parts of the city.
Yeah, because a rebellion suppression technique is to shut off like electricity and.
Okay.
So you are at the Healing Hands facility. Safe house, waterworks, whatever your choice of words is.
Julian seems a bit rushed. He's anxious to get in there.
Okay.
Yeah, so is Jer.
What type of building is this? Is it an apartment building?
It's more of a municipal public works building.
How big? Like, whole block, or?
No. It's a smaller facility than some of the other ones that you've seen. Dingy, rundown.
Now, from the memory, this building was damaged.
Yes.
Because it was raided at some point. Can Julian sense anybody inside?
Go ahead and to find out.
Honestly, Julian has about an hour left on his sight.
Correct.
19.
Good enough. You do not sense anybody in the building.
Julian, not stopping at that point, is going to just say to the group as he's walking on, I don't think anybody's in the building. And he's going into the building, and looks like he knows where he's going.
Okay.
He's going to go the reverse route of his memory of Katari coming out of the building. I was imagining that she was coming out of the basement. And he's going to quickly scan around and look to see if he notices anything with remnants of an elemental signature.
You see a mirror in the basement.
Ambrose and Rosa Bunks.
What's this like Bible doing here?
Yeah. Why is there a table over in the corner with Latin carved onto it? For full reference, go listen to our other campaign, Angel's Guard.
Yes.
No, the basement is pretty much just lines of storage shelves with different pieces of equipment, tarps, boxes, pipes. piled on haphazardly. It looked like it had been in order, mm-hmm. but it looks like it had been ransacked.
So nothing of note.
Not on the shelves.
What about behind the shelves?
Is there a desk?
Yes, there is a desk.
Susan's going to look in the drawers, under, pull out the drawers, look behind the drawers, under the desk. He's thoroughly searching.
Okay.
Knowing that it had been the MO of Healing Hands to hide things.
Yeah. Also, while you're searching the desk, I think we'll look for hidden doors.
Okay.
So. Some more searching?
Sounds good. JR, what are you doing?
I want to try something. I don't know if it's going to work or not, though. I want to try and use the water and the air to feel around the room for openings aside from the ones that are visible.
Okay.
I like that.
I didn't do very well.
Well, at least you're honest.
I rolled a 4 on my dice.
Ooh.
So 6.
Okay. Better luck next time.
Julian got a 14. Search the desk.
Cool.
11 to search the room for hidden doors.
Cool. What are you doing, Archie?
Can you describe one more time where we're at?
You are in a municipal facility near a water treatment plant. Mm-hmm. You're downstairs in a basement. Upstairs would be like administrative areas, like, you know, filing cabinets and things of those natures. Like things that are highly flammable.
Please don't start a fire.
Some storage rooms with uniforms, all the ephemera that goes into a water treatment facility. Chlorine canisters. So yeah, that's where you are. You searched the desk.
Mm-hmm. With a 14.
14. That's decent. You find a blank piece of paper.
Just, why would I take note of a blank piece of paper? What circumstances did I find this blank piece of paper?
It was stuck underneath a drawer. It looked like it had been placed there.
Okay.
Yeah. Purposely placed on the bottom of the drawer.
He's going to look at it. I mean, waning moments of the sight, but still, anything elemental about this paper?
Yes. It feels like there's a remnant of water elemental attached to the paper. It's kind of like the idea of, like, you sit on a couch for a while, and your butt warms the couch. And you stand up, and the couch is still warm for a little while. That's what the paper elementally feels like.
And all of us have gone down to this basement room?
Well, Archie was asking about what was above the basement, so Archie might be poking around upstairs. But yes, Jer, Chime, and Julian all went downstairs.
Archie is, in fact, poking around upstairs. First, he's going to check if he has a... How big are these canisters?
The chlorine canisters?
Mm-hmm.
Or the oxygen canisters?
Both.
They're about 3.5 feet tall, about 4 inches in diameter.
Do I recognize these uniforms?
Yes. You saw them when you were living in the city before.
Okay.
They have the district identifying number on the back.
Okay.
And it also has like a logo for the Dome maintenance teams.
Right. I'm going to grab one of those.
Okay.
I'm going to grab a tank of chlorine.
Okay.
And hoist over my shoulder like a backpack. And then I'm going to meet everyone downstairs.
Julian is looking at this piece of paper and he's trying to angle it in the light to see if he can see impressions on the paper or a reason this paper would be hidden other than leftover presence of a water elemental.
It seems like there are words elementally left on the paper.
He's going to quickly read those words.
What you got there, Julian?
It's paper. There's a water elemental that did something with this paper.
It's watermarked.
episode title. It's watermarked.
Do you want me to check it out?
Sure, go ahead. But Julian's still looking at it, trying to read it.
Okay.
Can I roll for that? Do I need to roll something?
For Jared, that would be an extra normal roll.
For Julian, that probably would be a perception roll.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Because of your sight.
Investigation?
Sure. I will let you throw in a few more dice.
Yes.
Wait. No.
Yeah!
Gosh.
Jared, do you want to roll?
All right. I got 19.
Julian got an 18.
What would you like the note to say?
It has a location written down, and it says, meet here, HH.
Did you say this out loud?
Yeah. Yeah, I say it out loud.
Does it give the actual location, or is it a code of location?
It's an actual location. I figured that writing it with the water elemental's essence would be enough to hide it from casual viewers, and then sticking it to the bottom of the drawer was going to be enough, too.
Did you have an idea of where this location is? Jordan, do you have an idea of where this
location is? I do. It's an intersection about 3 blocks away. Julian, what else do you see?
Julian notices something about the handwriting.
Now, Johnny, you were looking against the walls to see if there might be any hidden panels or anything like that? And what was it that you rolled again, a 14?
Yep.
At about knee level, you find a hidden compartment.
Okay. What's inside the compartment?
You find a rolled up rucksack, a few blankets, and some pillows.
Is the rucksack fully loaded?
No.
Okay, what's in the rucksack?
Some empty cans, food tins.
And they're empty?
Yes.
Is there any identifiers to who the rucksack belonged to?
Yes. It has a military patch on it.
Okay. So, I bring it out, show Julian and Jer. Somebody was hiding this here.
Julian's still fixated on the paper. He's like, do you recognize this handwriting? There's something about this handwriting.
I'm gonna roll my knowledge.
Is there another sheet of paper and a writing utensil?
In the desk?
Yes.
Yes.
I got a 3, so no, I don't recognize it.
Since Julian is seeing this elementally, he's going to overlay the other sheet of paper and trace out what he's seeing.
Okay.
Then asking Kodorar or Archie or Chime, is like, here's the handwriting. I'm tracing it. You guys notice anything about this handwriting?
You got a 16. Do I notice anything about the handwriting?
It reminds you of Gaspar Neri's handwriting to a certain degree.
Okay.
I don't think Chime ever met Gaspar.
No, Chime never did meet Gaspar.
Nope.
Doesn't mean I couldn't have seen his writing, but
I don't know. There's something off about this. It's only 3 blocks away. I'm just not 100% sure that this isn't a trap. I mean, we've got two locations now. This one, which is close, and the other one, which also potentially may be a trap. So, hey, par for the course.
Yep. Well, I should say we check out the ones close first. And
yeah.
Do we want to finish searching through this building? See if there's anything else? Archie, did you find anything upstairs at all?
I found a big tank of chlorine.
Okay.
No, nothing of use at this moment.
All right. We're off.
Sam.
Yes.
How you doing?
How am I doing? Am I still strapped to the table?
Pretty much. There's been some more interrogation techniques is the best word I can come up with for that, but you don't seem to be as tractable as they would like you to be.
I guess Sam is mostly waiting for an opportunity at this point, either to be left alone, to be given a chance to start trying to find ways out, but being strapped to a table and tortured, Sam is very much a patient person. We've discussed this in the past. Sam will wait for the chance to do what needs to be done.
All right.
Or at least figure out where I'm at, because at this point, I'm in the dark, I'm strapped to a table, I have very limited options, so Sam is attempting to resist all interrogation techniques, and
have you tried talking to Steve?
I have not, because I believe in the past we have learned that they can listen in on some of our elemental conversations. If I remember, maybe you'd listened in on.
Yeah, Julian could.
But no, at this point, I am holding off on doing any contacting Shade, mostly because there's nothing we can do. And the idea that I would be separated from Shade and still alive is so
foreign.
Yes. That Sam really wouldn't think about Shade not being there. Unless someone specifically said, how do you feel not having Shade around?
Mm-hmm.
Then that would make me check.
It might have been brought up.
It wasn't directly said.
It was, how do you feel without your meat suit?
How do you know that was directed to you?
That wasn't directed to you. That was directed at Shade.
How do you know it was directed at Shade?
Right, we don't.
I would have assumed it was directed
at Sam. Yeah, I would have assumed. We don't know who else is in the room.
And then same thing, even if I know that I'm not getting a response from Shade,
I still wouldn't think he's not there.
Or I would know there's nothing that I could do at this point, because again, I'm evaluating, I'm strapped to a table, I'm in the dark, so I'm even less capable solo. Sam is biding their time.
It's a long time biding your time with no way of really telling what's going on. It's very disorienting.
Okay.
It could be that just a short amount of time has passed and you're overthinking things. It could be that, you know, it has been days. It's just really hard to tell. Were you rolling for Shade?
Yeah. And I rolled an 8, so...
Yeah.
I still have control of Shade.
Shade is being left alone by those around them.
What does Shade see?
A tube.
Like a tube extending into, like, in front of Shade that he can travel down, or like...
Yes, correct.
Oh. How far can Shade travel?
Around and around.
So is Shade in a hamster cage?
Can Shade hear anything from those around him?
Correct.
Okay. So the tube is large. It covers the entire inside of the dome.
Yes, one of the most topmost portions of the dome.
Okay.
Shade feels distant from Sam.
Okay. Shade would start trying to get to a place where they would feel closer to Sam.
Okay. It feels like Shade kept on having to go to the left.
Okay. Could Shade turn around and go to the right instead?
It could, but it would, like when we started one way and you keep on going.
Yeah, I know. I'm...
It's a corn maze.
Okay. So I keep going to the left. And do I find a place where I feel closest to Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's hard to stay in that same location because of the flow of everybody else. They're just jostling you and pushing you. The crowd is mostly going the same way, but sometimes there are people that are going against the flow. Some are trying to go up, some are trying to go down, some are trying to go out of entrances that have been blocked off.
Okay. Can elementals communicate with other elementals in that? Okay. So Shade is going to ask where the exit is.
Let us out.
Okay. I'll let you out. Where's the out?
They start banging on what looks like a grate that had been sealed up from the outside.
Describe sealed up from the outside. Like, what does it look like from the inside?
Like a vent that's been closed.
Okay. You said they start banging on it. Like, one of them just starts hitting it?
Multiple. Like, they're trying to force it open with their head.
Okay. Shade's going to try to communicate that if enough of us put pressure in this one spot, we might be able to start forcing it open.
Sounds like you're trying to persuade.
Yeah, I would say Shade is trying to persuade. I don't have... We found a character sheet for Shade, kind of. It was general, like, in one of the magic sections, there was an elemental.
Let me take a look at something. We will be back right after this.
Hey there, my name is Biz, and I'm the Game Master for Throwing Bones Podcast, part of Scald's Tale Network. Here at TB, we aim to produce a show that's diverse and inclusive. We dive deep into the characters, and sometimes things get a little dark, but don't worry. We're also a bunch of goofballs. Get ready for mystery, love, conflict, and something truly human. Listen to episodes of Throwing Bones Podcast at throwingbonespodcast.buzzsprout.com or on podcasting platforms. Let's throw some bones and decide some fates.
And here we are! Shade, here. I got it. Because it was on Shade's 3x3.
Okay.
Reflexes 2D, coordination 2D, physique 2D, knowledge 1D, perception 1D, charisma 1D. I would allow it.
I would use my character points first for this one.
You want to reroll that, bud?
So when you're offering me to reroll, what is the option there? Like to actually spend a character point to reroll and then I could stack character points on top of that? Or are you just offering me to reroll it? Because it was a 1.
So, essentially, Shade is kind of a NPC.
Right.
GM NPC, essentially.
Kind of. Okay.
I'll go ahead and fiat that to let you roll again.
Yeah.
Because I'm being nice.
Mulligan.
Hey!
That was a 6. That's an 11.
Not bad.
Oh, is there a target?
10.
Okay.
Because
they want out. I'm just trying to give them direction on how to get out.
Yes, you're trying to socially coordinate
more
than anything.
So more or less, if enough of us put pressure here, I think we can force this open. It's just been closed. It's not like we're locked in here.
It's not welded shut or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a school of fish. They get coordinated with you at the head position.
The tip of the spear.
Yes. And you zip around the ventilation tubing with as much speed as you can manage, which is a pretty damn fast because you all are air elementals. Wind can, you know, obviously cause a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. And we're working in coordination.
You're working in coordination.
And we slam against this grate and we force it open.
Sure.
Hey, Shade's free.
Oh no, what have we done?
Shade's like really free. Can Shade feel where Sam is?
Yes.
Yeah, the first thing Shade would do is head back towards where they feel Sam from.
Now, is this forcing open of the grate, is this just a minimal thing, or is it this
thing? Do you hear a bang?
Yeah.
Can you feel a sudden rush of wind? Is it visible?
Yes, it is. There is a loud noise. The air elementals that were stuck at the top of the city were basically going at hurricane level speeds.
Okay. Does Julian still have the sight at this point?
Even or odd?
Odd.
Jeff, roll.
Be Jeff.
Roll a 1.
I rolled a 5.
Hey! Good roll.
There is a disturbance in the force.
So, anybody in the city hears this huge bang, and then this sound of wind. Julian looks up, and I guess would see, like, just air elementals flooding out of where he had seen them before.
Posters are being picked up and thrown everywhere.
All over the city.
Not all over the city yet, because we're just out of the grid. Because Shade's going to turn around and yell, "Follow me!" and start rushing towards where he feels Sam is looking.
Okay.
An elemental rebellion.
Shade would.
And Julian, at that moment, seeing the elementals, he's going to just shout out in the middle of the street. And he's like, breathe out.
I'm breathing out.
For those of you who do breathe.
Everybody breathes.
Androids?
I mean, if they can eat, they can breathe. That's true. Change of the wild die worked. 21. 23. And I needed a 23.
So you see this rush of elementals streaming around the center spire of Pensacleo, and the windows of the building start just exploding out as these elementals are weaving in and out the building.
Julian's gonna elementally shout out, Shade, where are you going?
I'm gonna get Sam back!
Back? What happened?
Does Shade know what happened, or it's just...
No.
Okay.
Because Shade is just as confused. Remember, other elemental said Shade was sick.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what I mean, but I'm getting him back!
Shade knows Sam the best.
So you see, Shade says Sam has multiple personality disorder?
I'm saying Shade says that he is getting him back. Are the rest of the elementals following?
Yes,
Shade?
Yes. You are painting with all of the colors of the wind.
Okay. So then Shade slams into the building at the height approximately where he feels where Sam is, with the rest of the elementals behind him.
Okay. Well, so... What?
Nothing? Nothing at all. Nothing to
are,
see
are
here.
Are you saying that the structural integrity of the building might be compromised?
No, that's not what we're saying at all. What did you do, Ray?
Yes.
Where do I feel Sam? Is it at the top of the building, at the bottom of the building, in the middle of the building?
Middle of the building.
Okay.
Towards the lower quadrant.
What happens when we hit the building? Do we break through the window?
So what I was imagining was that the vent is breached, you're leading a charge around the building, and it's just kind of swirling down. And as you're going down, it's creating a negative pressure that's pulling the glass out of the windows. Ooh. So it's like bursting all the way down.
Like a, as a tornado is like slowly circling the building.
Caused by a horde of angry air elementals.
Okay.
And they rush into the building about three quarters of the way down.
And as this is going on, Julian's going to say, that's where Sam is.
And so can I feel me getting closer to myself?
Sam can feel shade drawing near.
Okay. Is there a window in my room?
No.
Okay.
But the door gets blown open.
All right. So as I feel shade close enough, I'm going to reach out and connect with shade. So when the door gets blown open, can I see?
Yes.
Who is in the room with me?
There is a canoptic jar in the room with you.
There's nobody else in the room with me?
Not outside of the jar.
Okay, so I wasn't feeling the whispering anymore.
Correct.
Well then, I'm going to let Shade know that I'm strapped down. Shade can probably see it. Mm-hmm. And have Shade cut the bonds how if he can. Sharpen himself to a sharp knife edge of wind.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for that.
Okay. A Shade's physique, not my extra normal. Are we bonded again?
Yes, but you're strapped down still. So 2d.
So then what if I wanted to just try to use wind to do it?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
That actually makes more sense.
Because that's a much happier roll. 19.
Cool. You're able to break through
the bond. The first thing I do is I take off the dress.
Okay.
And I go hunting. What do I see when I step out of the room?
Emergency lights. Just flashing red lights.
Okay. Do I hear any activity? Are there any other doors that are open in my hall?
No. There are some doors, but it looks like metal blast doors have slid them down.
Okay. I'm going to start searching for the Katari-like person.
In the midst of all that, Shade would have heard Julian saying, we're about to be in the middle of something, so it's probably going to take a bit for us to get to your location.
Shade will relay that to Sam and let you know, it's okay, we're in the middle of something too.
I can see that.
And I'm searching the building. Do I need to roll search for that?
Yes.
Is there a specific target number that can be reached with 8 die?
Yeah. All numbers are possible.
Oh!
Not all numbers are acceptable.
Oh, that's not
acceptable. Still like a 27.
23. Pips are doubled as well, right?
Yes, they are.
27.
You all right, my man.
Used to look at dice.
I find them.
The building is surprisingly empty, at least above ground. You find stairs leading down.
Okay. I am on a hunt. I promise them they will die. And they will die.
Sounds fun. That seems like a good pausing point for where you are. Let's go ahead and transfer back over to the rest of the group. Let's go ahead and get initial reactions to the maelstrom that just hit the middle of the city.
Well, Julian announced to everybody that that's where Sam is.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, Jer is still sort of reeling about the disappearing skyscraper that collapsed.
Oh, the previous one.
So this wouldn't be as shocking.
And this is, I assume, happening as we are approaching the location.
Yeah. The HH location.
Yeah.
Well, we knew where Sam is, I guess. That's one goal. You talk to Shade, right?
Yes, I am still connected.
We barely slept to where we're going.
Where we're going is right here.
Yeah.
And perception to see what's around.
Twenty. Elementally, you see a Healing Hands logo on a sewer grate.
Well, there's a Healing Hands symbol on the sewer grate.
Huh. My favorite place.
I think we should proceed with caution. It might be a trap.
Yeah, I said that before we even left.
So, I open the sewer grate away from me.
Julian has his rifle.
Okay.
And Jared should be ready with, like, water cannon. I guess Archie with the fire cannon. And go! Anything?
If there's a ladder.
Julian's going to look down.
Yeah.
Shine the flashlight down.
Archie, can we use our powers together to make a, basically a glow stick? Or like a sphere of light or something?
I suppose we can.
It is actually doable, like if you have a flashlight. And
yeah, and then the water being magnifier.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to roll to create element.
Nice. Element green.
I got 25.
18.
Not bad, both of you.
Not bad. All right. So Archie counted to the count of three, and at the exact same time of creating the element, I guess you wrapped it with yours, created a ball of light.
Okay. Created a major sun.
So it shines all directions.
All right, now there's a ball of light down in the sewer. Can we see anything better?
Yes. You can see brick walls. You can see flowing water. You can also see, it looks like there's been a side tunnel excavated. Something that would not be on official maps.
Which direction?
The sewer is running east to west. It would be going towards the north.
Right. Towards me? Wherever I am, the tunnel leads there?
When in Rome.
It's not how roads work.
All right, so Julian goes down and...
I'm right behind Julian.
Archie follows suit.
Points down the tunnel, so that's where we're going.
So you go...
Slosh, slosh, slosh.
Hopefully there's no sloshing in that part.
No, there isn't. It's a little bit above.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Gravel underfoot.
Bones.
Look at the bones!
And it looks like there is a small camp that has been set up.
Camp? Like, as in multiple people staying?
Yes.
And there are people?
There are people.
Is this a straight tunnel, or is it a around the bend?
It goes to the north, and then it kind of curves to the west. But it's not a full-on, like, it's not going to lead you back.
Right.
Like a macaroni piece.
Yeah. So, Julian's going to hug the side that would have most cover.
Okay.
The short side of the curve.
Okay.
The near side of the curve. Inside of the curve. However you want to describe it. And with this big ball of sun following us.
Ball of burning gas.
There's probably no sneaking up on this camp. So Julian, at that point, rifle raised, is going to say, "Who are you and what are you doing down here?"
"Don't shoot! Don't shoot!" says a child's voice.
"You're always so friendly."
"I'm more friendly than the city."
"We're not going to shoot you, kid."
"You obviously haven't met many kids in the city." "Who are you, kid?"
"My name is Dice."
Who's with you?"
"Just my friends and me. We're waiting on our parents."
"Who are your parents?"
Kodorara is bringing up the rear. And when he comes around the corner, he goes, "Dice? Daddy?" And they run and they embrace. And that's where the episode will end. Thank you so much for listening to Bone Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.